This is Earth and Sky. When it comes to assessing the health of a community, it's not enough to look at the scientific indicators, such as mortality and morbidity rates.
That's according to Henry Lickers, director of the Department of the Environment for the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, an Indian territory in Quebec, Ontario, and New York State. Its communities rely heavily on the ecosystem services of the St. Lawrence River for fishing, hunting, and agriculture.
As the St. Lawrence region changes in response to increasing human population, Lickers looks at some unconventional indicators in the community to assess its health. For example, the number of picnics on a sunny day, or the amount of fish or game being caught.
I remember one example specifically where a scientist who was going to help count moose described in great detail the scientific method that you would use to count moose. One old grandmother put up her hands and said, "You have 600 people out on the land. Why don't we just count them? And we'll use cell phones and phone you and tell you how many moose we have in our area." It was an amazing sort of moment for that scientist because he suddenly realized that he had a huge number of people to work with.
Lickers told us that as communities better understand the resources they have, they're stimulated to manage them better. We have more with Henry Lickers at earthsky.org. And that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.